You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off. Racing.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to Saturday's action on this edition of the podcast. It is Racing Post Trophy Day over at Doncaster. There's plenty of good racing in and around the feature meeting at Town Moor on Saturday. Hope you can join us for all of it from 1pm on William Hill's Racing Radio. It'll be Darren Owen, Seb Sanders and Andrew Mount, your team in the studio. Sam Norris here on today's edition of the podcast. And Tom Morley is the man sat opposite me today. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
We've spent a rather long amount of time in each other's company over the last...
We have.
A few hours or
we
so.
We have. Yeah, it seemed a late finish.
It wasn't really, was it?
We actually got half an hour early from what's usually the case at places like Chelmsford. Obviously, I think they did want to split that the best race of the day, but they weren't able to. I think you're not allowed if it's over a certain value. So.
Yes, which
we should be grateful.
Yeah, indeed. Got a slightly earlier finish. And we can look ahead now to a fantastic Saturday of racing. The headline of the day, of course, is the Racing Post Trophy, the aforementioned Racing Post Trophy, in which Aidan O'Brien is just 4-7 to win the race and subsequently 4-7 to break Bobby Frankel's record of Group 1 winners in a season. Saxon Warrior is the 7-4 favourite for the big one at the weekend. Verbal Dexterity 7-2, 9-2 for the Pentagon, Roaring Lion 6-1, 9-1 for Seahenge, 11-1 a bigger price is the rest. Before we get into the betting ahead of the big race at Doncaster and your fancies in the race, we must doff our cap to the incredible achievement that Aidan O'Brien is almost likely to surpass, if not on Saturday, be it Sunday at Saint-Cloud, or probably before the end of the year, is it?
Absolutely. And certainly he's going mob-handed to do it on Saturday. Yeah, it is a phenomenal achievement. Obviously, he has access to some very good bloodlines, and quite clearly he wouldn't be able to do such things with very limited resources. But I shouldn't take anything away from what he's done, because the bottom line is these horses appear year after year, multiple numbers of them, and they serve it up. And there are other, factions in the racing world who have equal access to good bloodlines and money. And however it works, Aidan O'Brien and the team there at Ballydoyle just churn out winner after winner, year after year. And these horses are tough. They keep going, a lot of them, throughout the season. There's one or two that seem to vanish for half a year but then come back. But you'd expect that. That's just natural, isn't it, with anything. But, it's an unbelievable achievement, to be honest.
Mm, absolutely.
I think there were some rumours a couple of years ago, weren't there, that someone else was going to do the job, I think, briefly.
Yes.
I mean, what was that all about, really? Mm. Well, just rubbish, I suspect.
Hearsay, yeah. You're absolutely right, though. You do have to train the things, don't you? It's all very well and good. You could send you or me sons and daughters of Galileo. It doesn't mean we're going to turn them into Group 1 horses.
No, I'd be confident I'd get a winner, as long as I had some decent staff.
I'm not confident I'd get a winner, to be fair.
You need to have the material, but then once you've got the material, you still have to make it work. Mm. And he definitely does that. It's obviously a great team effort. You know, you've got Ryan Moore will be on the favourite again this weekend, but it goes far beyond Ryan Moore, doesn't it?
Yes.
Shami Heffernan's talking in the paper about he hopes he can break the record for it.
I can't believe he's been there 21 years, Shami Heffernan. I was reading in the paper.
Yeah, it is quite eye-opening thinking about it. And we briefly touched on this before, but, I think Aidan O'Brien likes to reward these stalwarts.
Yes.
And I would think he's more than happy a lot of the time when they do pick up a winner here or there, because it's just reward for their efforts, behind the scenes as much as what we see on the racetrack.
Best trainer ever, or is it difficult to say given the firepower that he has access to?
Obviously, I would look at it with a recency bias, because you know, I'm sure there were some great trainers 30 years ago, but they won't be in my memory, I'm
yes,
afraid.
Yeah.
So out of the anything one in the modern day, you'd be hard-pressed, wouldn't you, to look at elsewhere because he has done, you know, it's a phenomenal achievement and again and again.
Yes. He's mop-handed, as you mentioned, for the Racing Post Trophy coming up at Doncaster, 3:25, the big race on Saturday. But there's plenty of strength in depth in this year's renewal, and it does look a strong renewal of the race. Saxon Warrior, the 7-4 favourite. But you've got Verbal Dexterity in there, who was many people's idea of a Dewhurst winner. Unfortunately, missed that engagement. Turns up here. There's been money for the shortest price English challenger, Roaring Lion, who's 13-2 into 6-1 over the last few hours or so. And that one had an Aidan O'Brien hot pot in behind when last seen at Newmarket.
Yeah.
It is a good, strong renewal, Tom, and it isn't all about the Ballydoyle hot pots.
It definitely isn't all about them, and trying to work out, I mean, if we start with his runners, trying to work out which one might come out on top is pretty tricky. You know, Heffernan's talking about the Pentagon, the fact that he hasn't been seen on the racetrack for a while, and that automatically, I think, puts a lot of the betting public and probably the odds compilers as well, just puts it back a notch,
yeah,
purely because what you can't see, one doesn't know.
Yes.
Whereas the favourite, Saxon Warrior, we've seen a couple of times on the track, and you can't, you know, you simply can't knock anything it's done from what we've seen. Ryan Moore's picked it as well, which, well, we say Ryan Moore's picked it, he's on it.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much he's picked it or not. But trying to split which Aidan O'Brien horse might come out on top is hard enough before you even look beyond it. You know, Sea Henge is drawn wide out in 11. And I think does need to improve.
Yeah.
But we've seen time and time again this year, the Aidan O'Brien horses seem to swap positions. They themselves, maybe the horses have a little chat and say, it's your turn today. Because it is, they do flip-flop the forms between them.
Can afford to do that when they're all so good.
Well, they can. And it probably works out really quite handily for their future.
Yes.
if they share out the group spoils. I think Saxon Warrior is the one out of his, from what we've seen on the track, that I do prefer the most. But we mention Verbal Dexterity, and it was a shame that wasn't able to run in the Dewhurst. But, I mean, it's certainly a horse that I've liked in all the... Every time I see it, I thought, that's a really nice horse, and that will be no pushover. We've got the Andrea Zaney factor, who, as he's won it the last 4 years, all for different trainers, he's going effectively for a five-timer in the race for a fifth different trainer. And Chilean is a horse who caught my eye from the first time he appeared on the race course and has just progressed nicely. Yep, he will be needing to race game again, but I don't think Chilean is the worst each way poke. I can see that, you know, running into a place.
Yeah, and the strong field has meant that it's a double figure price as well,
yeah,
about Chilean, 11-1 at time recording with us here at William Hill for Martin Meath, who's just had one or two reasonably good horses this year, given that he's got a smallest string. Eminence, of course, earlier on in the season.
Yeah, that's right. And Acclaim is not a bad horse.
Yes, yeah. Won a Group 1, of course.
Absolutely. He does very well. So, you know, there's certainly, I'm not put off in any way by Martin Mead being the trainer. And I think Chilean is a really nice progressive horse. Yep, as I say, he's got to step it up to feature here. But I don't think that's beyond it.
Okay. We've got all-weather racing as well on Saturday evening from Wolverhampton, which would be a little bit more of your speciality, shall we say, Tom.
Nothing like a bit of all-weather.
Absolutely. Action kickstarts.
Keeps the winter going.
It does. At 5:45. Now, we're going to look at the first two races on the card for Tom's best bets on Saturday. Starting with the 5:45, which is an apprentice handicap, kickstarts the card. 6 furlongs is the trip. A field of 13 have gathered to contest this one, and a typically competitive renewal of a race of this nature.
It is. There's no superstars, obviously, in this race. But the horse that I fancy is Nutini, who's scraped in at the bottom. Came across the RSC in the summer. First three runs for this yard were over the same trip that it had been running over in Ireland. Then at the start of the month, they dropped it in trip, went to Bath, backed really heavily that day, found just the one too good for it, went to Windsor last time, and with Simon Walker on board, was hot favourite and duly obliged. Clearly they, I guess, did some work at home and found that maybe sprinting is what this horse wants. You know, now at the right trip, it's in form, it's only £3 higher than that last win. Did run twice on the all-weather in Ireland, fourth both times, which would have been over the longer trip. So there's no reason for me to think that won't handle the all-weather track. And I I do really quite fancy Nuttini in this race. I mean, if we go down the card for the others, Indian Affairs, a bit of a pro at getting in the placings, but less of a pro at winning. Been given a break after signs on last run. I mean, that perhaps a busy campaign had been taking its toll. It's been running well prior to that, and a danger, I think, is suitably refreshed. So Indian Affair, I can see being some sort of opposition. Sophisticated Air hasn't won for ages and generally runs over further and is drawn wide. Round the Island, early summer form was decent but lost its way since. Santa Fiora, surprise win on debut last year but showed nothing since over a variety of trips. Conquer S, big drop in trip and best run this year was a second over a mile, drawn badly as well. Rapid Ranger broke its duck at the 11th time of asking last time, a couple of weeks ago at Leicester on soft ground. Up £4 for that. That win was just reward for a lot of decent efforts. Concern is that having been keen at times earlier, more recently it's been slowly to get into its stride and held up. You know, it's drawn on the inside, could get himself in a bit of a muddle there if he's not careful. So whilst I respect it, I feel there's enough worries for me to go against that and to like Nuttini. Moreb is back down to a winning mark and over the last winning trip, but hard to know if she'll run a good race or a stinker. She lacks all-weather experience too. Zavicon did win at Windsor in June, but last couple of races have suggested gone off the boil. Also, all-weather form's not been any good so far. Big Amigo, always been a better all-weather horse than turf, so can be excused recent runs, but to me is primarily a Savile horse. But I'd keep an eye on the market for that one. First Excel, still £8 higher than Newcastle Win and been off since June. Castle Ray Tess, first or seventh seems the name of the game.
Yeah.
I was going to say recent runs, but certainly in the last time we've seen it on the track, because it's not been out since June. Drawn badly, so although I respect it as likes the track, I think I'd wait for another day. And Malcolm the Pug changed hands for 7,600 after a Lingfield selling win and has shown nothing since for the new stable. So looking at Nuttini's form and looking at the rest of the field, I'm pretty confident that Nuttini should put up a very bold showing there.
The bottom one then, Nuttini in that opening apprentice handicap at Wolverhampton at 4. Tom, we go on to the 6:15 race then. This is a classified stakes over 5 furlongs, class 6 heats with 11 of them lined up to go at this one. What do you like in this one?
In this one, I'm going to go with Miss Rosina. 1 from 17 is not usually a great stat to be finding a winner from, but has actually been running well, mainly all season. Has her regular pilot on, who has been bagging a few winners herself. Official rating of 54, so one of the best in at the weights. Although behind Don't Forget to Call last time, marginally better drawn this time than that rival. Also, I think she paid for doing too much too soon last time, so I mark her up, I reckon, for that effort. Time before at Lingfield was a better race and was stuck out wide, and was a good second the time before at Yarmouth. Hopefully Elliot can get a good position and not go 6 wide all the way, because that would jeopardise this horse's chances. But if he can just tuck in, I think that will help. And again, if you go down some of these others, I mean, Hakuna Matata's look just no good. And it unseated last time, just to make it even worse. Chili Lily rarely beats much home. Don't Forget to Call, we've mentioned already, the second in first-time visor was a bit out of the blue. That was obviously at Kempton and not here. He was held up, stayed on through past other horses. Was that a false dawn? Beat Miss Rosina that day, but reason to think that form's going to be reversed. And also, this horse is drawn 11 here and has the headgear taken off for some reason. So I'm going to give that one a pass. Emily's Butterscotch hasn't shown much so far and not great at the weights. Was behind Don't Forget to Call Him Miss Rosina last time as well. Excellent World, 0 from 12, no better than 4th this year. Not for me. Men United, decent second at Savile, 2 runs back, but that's his all-weather course as far as I'm concerned. Mr. Enthusiastic does run the odd decent race, including last time, but is not well in at the weights. Hardly has a profile of a horse likely to follow up. Inferior Finn, same form as last week. He must have a chance, but only run once on the all-weather before as well. So I'm going to pass that one by. And then the bottom two, we've got Tartufo Classico, who, with an official rating of 37, that would be a shock. Too Late to Delegate. Official rating's only 43. Seems to prefer the all-weather. And first-time tongue-tied seemed to have helped when second at Kempton in a poor maiden last time. Could have done better if it had settled as well. Gets the pieces on to try and help. And the drop in trip may well be in its favour as well. But strictly speaking, its official rating is 43. And on figures, therefore, Miss Rosina's really well in against it. So whilst Too Late to Delegate might run into the places, I'd be pretty hopeful Miss Rosina can make it 2 from 18 here.
Okay, good stuff. Miss Rosina then in the second race of the evening at Wolverhampton. Give us a quick recap then, please, Tom, if you would, of your NB and your nap on Saturday's card at Wolves.
So the nap is in the first at Wolverhampton, the 5:45, and that's Nutini. And the next best is in the next race, the 6:15 at Wolverhampton, and it's Miss Rosina.
There we are, the thoughts of Tom Morley ahead of the racing on Saturday. Hope you can join us from 1 p.m. on Racing Radio in the company of Darren Owen, Seb Sanders and Andrew Mount for all of the action. Tom, thank you for that and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.